In the community of Franklin, Virginia, the holiday season has been difficult. For the last 100 years, its economy has been dominated by a paper mill. As NPR's Adam Hochberg reports, the company that owns the mill has announced plans to close it down.
Christmas time has been busier than usual this year for Billy Duke, a 36-year-old worker at International Paper's Franklin Mill. Besides working his swing shift at the plant, buying gifts, and taking his son to see Santa Claus, Duke also has been making regular visits here to a workforce development center to start looking for a new job.
You're going to have to submit the application and the referral sheet that Bill's going to print out for you.
I can mail it because I'll probably have to fill it out this afternoon.
Duke is one of about 1,100 people who will be out of work when International Paper closes the mill as part of a nationwide downsizing. IP hasn't said exactly when next year the plant will shut down. But Duke has already been to this center to look for other opportunities, take aptitude tests, and learn about unemployment compensation. And he admits that's dampened his Christmas spirit.
I haven't decorated quite as heavily as I usually do or whatever, just not all the garland and mess hanging like usual, and kind of been in a little funk, I think.
In anticipation of losing his $25 an hour job mixing chemicals, Duke's family is giving up its annual January vacation. But he says he's still buying nice Christmas gifts for his 6 and 3-year-old sons.
My oldest boy is getting him a four-wheeler for Christmas. And my younger kid, he's getting a bunch of Disney stuff. He loves Mickey Mouse and so on. And basically, I've tried to maintain that they don't have any impact from it.
In other Franklin households, though, children will be making do with less. Kirk O'Kleshen, who works in the mill's power plant, says his 12-year-old has lowered his expectations.
He's smart about things. We were talking about last night Christmas, and I want to buy him a set of nice earphones for his iPod. And he said, Dad, I don't need that right now. So I was very proud of him for that answer.
Of course, with the nation's unemployment rate at 10%, families all over the country are looking at a lean holiday. But in Franklin, a town of just 9,000 people, the loss of more than 1,000 jobs is especially profound. Judy Begland runs Opportunity, Inc., the workforce development board that's trying to help Franklin replace what it's losing.
It's jobs, but it's also the fabric of a community. The Smoke in the Stacks is a local landmark, and when all that is silent, the town is different.
And Lord, we do continue to pray for all the people that are affected by the closing of IP.
At Franklin Baptist Church, just a few blocks from the mill, about 40 members of the congregation will be out of work, so many that the church has put off its search for a new senior pastor until it's sure how its budget will be affected. And Minister Sharon James says it's an uneasy holiday for many parishioners.
Some are very optimistic and are looking at what the next phase of their life is going to be like. Some people are just kind of shell-shocked still. And there's just a whole range of where people are right now.
Still, the church has proceeded with its usual holiday activities, the children's program, the Christmas cantata, and this night of caroling when church members went door-to-door to entertain shut-ins.
Joyful are ye nations,
mill worker Nancy Hopkins was among the carolers. She's also a choir member and participates in a lot of other church events. And she hasn't let up, even though both she and her husband are about to lose their jobs.
This is what Christmas is all about. And all of us in this church are very strong Christians. And we know that God is going to get us through this.
Like many of her co-workers, Hopkins says she's buying fewer gifts this year, but she puts a positive perspective on that, saying she's long thought Christmas has gotten too material. She says for many people in Franklin, this anxious holiday season has reinforced the importance of family and friends and the church, relationships she's confident will endure economic turmoil. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
This is NPR.